Gently easing yourself into camping and hiking. Hiking and camping are the ultimate life hack, especially if you add narrated books from the public library. But it is a big change from the average daily life, and it may seem impossible or scary. But as you get older, you should camp and hike several months a year. It makes you young, wise, strong, healthy, fit, and even muscular. But if you are still young, still just learning how to do it, I have some very simple tips for you. First of all, the bathroom situation. Let me put it this way. When you return to civilization after a few weeks out there, one thing you will notice is how filthy toilets are and how crazy it is that all the sneezy and coughing people share them. Civilization is not as civilized as you think. But yes, it is true that only animals go in the woods, which is why you bring a second tent to use as your bath. Just use an old tent that no one will miss and, you know, don't bring it back home. Later on, you will discover that twilight is your friend. It works a lot better than a privacy wall. But at first, go easy on yourself. Your second biggest problem are the mosquitoes and ticks, and for that, you will absolutely need bug spray and mosquito sticks, nice, big, thick, finger-sized incense that contain a mosquito repellent that will absolutely keep you bite-free. As far as ticks are concerned, your best bet is avoidance. Stay on the trails, and you really shouldn't take shortcuts anyways. Just let things grow, and don't freak out the chipmunks, they are your friends. If you do go somewhere, like bushwhacking in the woods in search for wood for your fire, you need long pants, proper shoes, and for gathering wood especially, gloves. You can tape the bottom of your pants and then spray your legs and boots with bug spray. But as always, avoidance is best. Gloves are really important, and cut-proof gloves even importanter. It is not bears that you have to worry about. It's actually your knife that's the most dangerous thing in the woods. If anything will get you out there, it will be a cut because you didn't wear proper gloves. Avoid carving and chopping, and never cut towards yourself. That is the same as pointing a bow and arrow towards yourself. Once it gets stuck, that knife will eventually make a cut in the wood and keep headed towards your hand. Please avoid that. Never ever cut towards yourself. Same with bears, if there are any in your area. Avoid them. And hang up your food away from your camp and way up in the tree. And in a way that a clever bear who has had previous experience in ruining hikers' food won't be able to pull it all down and eat it. Don't eat around your camp, don't keep food inside your tent, and don't camp where bears know that there may be some food left every once in a while. Avoid well-worn campsites. But your biggest problem, absolutely the biggest problem you face in the beginning, is getting started. Don't buy an expensive tent. Buy a cheap one from a popular supermarket. They are not all that heavy, But the heavy ones are usually huge, and it's like living in a castle. I had one that was tall enough for me to stand up in. And get yourself a really fluffy sleeping bag, one that is rated for cold weather. Because it does get cold sometimes, especially in the morning and when it rains, and when seasons are soon to change. It is a lot better that your sleeping bag is just too hot and you have to keep it open, than that you have to jog at night to warm up because your sleeping bag is too flimsy for surprise cold. Even if you are camping in summer, buy a sleeping bag rated for winter. Ignore what all the pros are saying. But hey, instead of diving right into adventure, first, set up your camp or tent in your living room and play some nature videos for sound. Just get in there and try to fall asleep. Then take your tent to your backyard and actually stay a night just to see what it feels like. Then take it to your local parks for day activities, then state parks for night overs, and by the time you get to hiking sites, you will not have any trouble with anything. And state park hike-in sites are not that different from a stay at a little wilderness. In fact, hike-in sites will tend to have a raccoon or two, where even a tiny wilderness will be just too big for cute little creatures to find you. The general lack of well-established campsites that are always occupied won't have the more clever animals waiting for your crumbs. Finally, I highly recommend that you get a proper sharp handsaw from a local hardware store. It will never fit anywhere for sure, but this speed with which it cuts through logs is amazing. There are always trees and stumps, often too big for little axes and knife batoning techniques. But a brand new sharp handsaw will easily turn them into firewood. It's the civilized hiker's choice.